Welcome to the Christmas Eve edition of A Life in Biography. I'm going to keep this brief. I know that you're very busy with your holiday activities and don't have a lot of time to listen to a podcast. This one is, you might call the title, Whose Biography Is It Anyway? This title occurred to me, and what I'm about to say was motivated by reading a profile of Joyce Carol Oates in The New Yorker. This profile appeared in the November 27th, 2023 edition of The New Yorker. It's a fascinating profile. I recommend it. It's very interesting, especially since Oates gave the writer doing the profile access to private journals and interviews and all sorts of things, and the writer of the profile also interviewed several of Joyce Carol Oates' friends. The author of the profile is Rachel Aviv, A-V-I-V, if that's how she pronounces her name. At any rate, this is just a very brief passage in this profile about Oates. Maybe I'll preface this with saying, I have no hidden agenda here. I'm not in any sense hostile to Joyce Carol Oates. I've read some of her novels. I'm very fond of one of them, Them, which is set in Detroit. I've never met Joyce Carol Oates. Our lives overlapped very briefly, I think, when she was teaching at the University of Windsor, and I was in Detroit teaching at Wayne State University. Well, I'm reading this profile, and it's just a very brief passage describing some of her life at Princeton. And I come across this. One day, gazing happily at a river in her backyard, roses blooming nearby, Oates wondered if she was living in paradise. Then she's quoted, and it has no connection. This is Oates speaking or writing. This wondering about living in paradise in Princeton. And it has no connection that I can gauge with my writing. No connection at all, she wrote in her journal. And she went on to say, the biographical, and then she puts this in quotation marks, science, end of quotation mark, is a lie. The biographical science is a lie. Well, this set me off. First of all, I don't know anybody who thinks biography is a science. It's hardly that at all. We would like to think it's an art. Some writers would dispute the idea that it's even an art, but it's certainly not a science, and I don't know who makes such claims. But it's typical, really, of modern writers and modernist writers who, with some significant exceptions, evince a tremendous hostility to biography. Oates herself, of course, is famous for I don't know if she actually coined the term, but she certainly put it into common currency, the idea of the pathography. Most people forget that she was reviewing a biography by, I believe it was David Roberts, a biography of Jean Stafford. And Stafford had a number of problems in the last third of her life. And proportionally, the biography deals with that last third of her life. In other words, it's in proportion to the rest of her life. Not in proportion, I suppose you would say, to the rest of her work. And this is what Oates objected to. Too much emphasis on the writer's ills and pains. But what are those ills and pains about? Writing. And the inability to write. Anyway, I'm not impressed with the notion of biography as pathography. I suppose there are some out there, but by and large, I don't think biographers engage in that kind of thing. It has more to do with Oates and the modernist writer's suspicion of biography. Now, when she says, she's written in a journal about the beauty of this time in Princeton, and that I can, she says, and it has no connection that I can gauge with my writing. That's it, isn't it? No connection that she can gauge. It's not her biography. That's an outrageous thing to say. She knows her biography better than I do, right? Or someone else writing her biography, and there is one biography of Joyce Carol Oates, by the way, written some years ago. And the answer is, yes, you, the subject of a biography, are not the biographer. And what that means is there are things about yourself, and maybe why she's writing this journal, which she's not aware of. They may have connection to something else in her life that she's forgotten about that a biographer might, in fact, dig up. I encounter this again and again. I could say about myself, there are things that I know about myself that you can't possibly know. I don't care what kind of research you do. On the other hand, there are things about myself that I don't know that you know if you've met me or talked to me for any length of time that I'm not aware of. Mannerisms, certain repeated expressions. I'll never forget, going to see the wife of Ira Gershwin, because she knew Lillian Hellman, and I was doing a biography of Lillian Hellman. And she kindly, Lee Gershwin kindly allowed me to interview her. And somewhere in the middle of the interview, we were talking back and forth, and as interviews go, there were some digressions and so on. And she looked at me and she said very pointedly, "Why do you say yeah all the time?" I was taken aback. I didn't realize. Is it true? Someone tell me. Do I say yeah all the time? Maybe I do or did during interviews as a way of simply acknowledging what the person's saying, or maybe sometimes agreeing and so on. But I was just shocked because it never occurred to me that I use the word yeah all the time. Well, that's just a little example. It's not very important. I understand that. But it speaks to a bigger issue, which is, again, whose biography is it? I also wanted to mention, and I may have mentioned this in a previous podcast, but I have no confidence that you listened to that previous podcast, so I'm going to say it again. And what I'm going to say is that I reviewed a book, a biography, of a philosopher, Derek Parfit, P-A-R-F-I-T. I'm not even sure. I don't remember if that's the way to pronounce his name or not. P-A-R-F-I-T. And he attacked the whole notion of the self and the idea that we were somehow in charge of ourselves or of the self. And he pointed out what every biographer knows, and that is whoever this person is, Lillian Hellman or Joyce Carol Oates, who they are depends not just on what that person thinks or what that person does, but the whole sum, in a sense, of the evidence of what other people think of that person or said about that person. Which is what you get, by the way, in this profile of Joyce Carol Oates. You get interviews with several people, some of whom either say or imply that there are things about Oates that they're not sure she is aware of. So there's a kind of irony for me, anyway, in this profile, in her submitting to the profile, why do it in the first place. But this kind of hostility toward biography is a very curious thing. Wasn't always the case. Wasn't by and large the case in the 18th century, let's say. But nowadays, again, with some significant exceptions among writers, the biographer is looked upon, as some people look upon critics, as a kind of parasite or a leech or a sensationalist or, to use Joyce Carol Oates' term, a pathographer. Well, there you have it, Joyce Carol Oates. You're not listening to this podcast, I'm sure, but maybe someone will tell you about it. Thanks for listening.